Blog Talk Radio.
You are my
how many of you really love him today. But I love him with my whole heart, my mind and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus.
Can you hear Regina?
Yeah.
Did you hear the music?
Yeah.
Hallelujah on tonight. Glory to God. I want us to look at 2 Timothy, hallelujah, chapter 2, verse 15, praise God, and it reads, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Glory to God on tonight, hallelujah. Tomorrow as you go along in your day, amen, praise God, amen. Don't take everything somebody tells you at face value. Hallelujah, amen. See, we as men and women of God, we need to be taking what everybody else says as a grain of salt. Glory to God, hallelujah. And whatever they say, praise God, hallelujah, we need to go back and research, hallelujah, what people are telling us in this hour. Glory to God. So he says, study to show thyself approved, hallelujah. Amen. Unto God, not unto man. Quit going around seeking other people's approval. Hallelujah, amen. You don't need them people at your job approval. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. You don't even need my approval, hallelujah. The only person approval you need is the approval of God. He says, study to show thyself, yourself approved. Hallelujah, unto who? Unto God, not unto man. Hallelujah, praise God. This is a scripture we need to take with us every day. Hallelujah. And quit taking, amen. Anybody can leave you off track. Glory to God. You got all these people out here saying all these different things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So what you need to do is get your Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. Go into your secret place and study to show thyself approved unto the Lord. He said, a workman needeth not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth, glory to God, hallelujah, rightfully divided, glory to God. See, Paul is telling Timothy this, hallelujah, because if the word can rightfully be divided, it can also wrongfully be divided. Glory to God, hallelujah. We got preachers out here, teachers out here, people out here in the world wrongfully dividing the word of truth and telling it to everybody. Somebody on your job got some theory. Hallelujah, amen. Somebody, amen, in your neighborhood, glory to God, hallelujah, got some theory, hallelujah, amen, got some kind of philosophy, glory to God, hallelujah. But what has God told you? Hallelujah, have you received your personal revelation from God? Have you studied to show thyself approved, or have you just taken everybody else's word for it? Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we go through tomorrow, amen, don't be listening to everything because the hammer come down tomorrow. Hallelujah. If you know what kind of spirit is released tomorrow, hallelujah, the spirit of Thor is released. Glory to God. So the hammer is coming down. So you got to, amen, be knowledgeable of what's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And all kind of things going to be coming in. So all kind of philosophies and all kind of, hallelujah, doctrines, glory to God. That's why you got to study for yourself, glory to God, hallelujah. So you won't be led astray, hallelujah, from the word of God. Hallelujah, amen. So tomorrow's scripture of the day is to study to show thyself approved unto the Lord, a workman needeth not be ashamed. Hallelujah, rightfully dividing the word of truth. If you're just now joining us, amen, this is more than an hour of power. Praise God. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers is in the building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And y'all know it's Wednesday night. Praise God. And we got a word of God coming for you. Amen. If you want to call in, praise God, the phone number, amen, to call into the number one prayer line, hallelujah, is 848-220-3100. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's 848-220-3100. The access code is 299-299. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And now, praise God, it's time, hallelujah, to receive the bread of life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you, man of God. Praise God. It's time to receive the bread of life on tonight. Hallelujah. And breaking the bread of life, praise God, is the pastor, the leader, hallelujah, of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based out of Los Angeles, California. The West Coast is in the building on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other, hallelujah, than my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about none other than my friend, hallelujah, the holy apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, hallelujah, the microphone is yours. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Amen. Come on and put those hands together and give God praise. Amen. All over the building. Amen. Wherever you are right now, come on and give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. If he woke you up this morning, come on and give him praise. Amen. If he started you on your way, come on and give him praise. Amen. If he kept you safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, come on and bless his name on tonight. Come on and give him the praise. Give him the glory on tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord is worthy. Come on here, somebody. The Lord, glory to God, is worthy of our praise. Come on and bless him on tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and give him the glory. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. The Bible says, let the redeemer of the Lord what? Say so. Come on here, somebody. I tell your neighbor tonight, say, neighbor, you ought to say so. Glory to God. Whatever God has done for you, you need to tell it. Come on here, somebody. You need to glorify his name on tonight. Come on and bless his holy name on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wherever you are, come on and clap those hands. Come on, open your mouth. Come on here, somebody. David said, I will bless him what? At all times. Come on here, somebody. There's never a wrong time to bless the Lord. Come on and give him praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, on tonight. We bless your name on tonight, Lord. We give you all glory and honor, God, on tonight. God, we thank you that there's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We highly esteem you and exalt you on tonight, God. For you are the one and only true living God. Somebody
yes,
give God,
God
praise for being the only true living God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
He's the only God that got up. Come on here, somebody, with all power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He's the only God, hallelujah, that has been able, amen, to sustain the fact that he is the Lord of Lords. Come on here, somebody. Nobody else has that honor. Nobody else has that glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory.
Somebody bless the Lord in the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Tonight we're going to show out for our God. Hallelujah. If you listening, glory to God, if you tuning in, glory to God, it's not by accident. God got you at the right place at the right time to get what you need from him on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, tonight is your night. Come on here, somebody. Tell your neighbor, say, tonight is your night. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Giving honor and glory. Amen. To my dear brother on tonight. Amen. To Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. The Prince of Preachers on tonight. Amen. I love you much, my brother. Amen. I give all honor. Amen. And praise unto God for you and your wife on tonight, your queen on tonight. Amen. I give honor and praise for my dear queen on tonight.
Bless
Amen.
You, my
and my children. Hallelujah. Bless you, man of God. Amen. To my queen on tonight and to my children. Amen. I shout you out tonight to all of the Comedic Jewish Fellowship that is on the line tonight. I shout you out. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is worthy. Come on here, somebody. He is worthy of all our praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah, somebody tonight said, neighbor, he's worthy of all our praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Tonight is a special night. Every night is a special night. Amen. That we come and deliver what thus saith the Lord. But I feel something special going to happen tonight. I feel like God going to take us to another glory. I feel God is going to take us to another glory. So if you're listening in on tonight, I want you to be encouraged about everything that you've been through. Because everything you've been through has led up to this point in your life. Somebody's life is about to change tonight.
Amen.
I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to, but when God gets through delivering this word tonight, you're not going to be able to be the same. I want you to meet me in Romans 8 and 18. And there I believe that we're going to hear the word of the Lord. Romans chapter 8. And there we go. And 18. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. Bear with me tonight, beloved. But we're going to get there. Romans. Chapter 8, verse 18. Amen. On tonight. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. Are we ready on tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm excited. Maybe I'm so excited. I'm trying to make sure everything is right. You know, when you prepare something and you want to cook something.
You are now a host.
It's together. I want us tonight, beloved, to focus on the glory. I want you to get that word in your spirit. Say glory.
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 I know we've heard it a lot of times before, but do we really realize what we're saying when we say glory?
Glory.
glory brings us into a sacred place in God. Come on, here, somebody.
Yeah.
That word glory has a great definition. One of the definitions of glory is praise.
Yes.
Praise is when we give God thanks and adoration. How many know that the glory not going to come if we don't praise him?
Amen.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
So if you want God to show up and show out, then you got to give him the praise.
Yes, Lord.
Because your praise is going to activate the glory.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
That's the reason why the enemy don't want you to praise God, because he know when you praise God, it's going to activate the glory.
Glory, hallelujah. So let's
get to the text. So we can understand the relationship between suffering and the glory.
Yes, Lord.
There's a relationship between the suffering and the glory. This word tonight is for those who have been through straight hell and you wondering why it seems like you were picked out to be picked on. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And Lord, why is this happening to me and happening to nobody else?
I got to go to
the Lord, you know I'm living for you all I know how, and it seems like that the more I try to live for you, the more I come under attack, the more the enemy try to fight me, the more, hallelujah, I can't understand it. Lord, amen, other people ain't living for you, and they ain't going through the hell I'm going through. Well, what am I doing wrong? But I come by to give you a word of encouragement. A word of understanding from the Most High God on tonight. And
yes,
I want
Lord.
You to take this word and run with it.
Yes, Lord.
Because the Holy Ghost is saying tonight, he's getting ready to answer some questions that you've been having up before him on tonight.
Yes,
so, Father,
Lord.
We thank you for your word that bring light, that bring understanding. We thank you for your word, oh God. Rabba Sandorobo Seke, Torobo She. You said, Father, that your word is light. Come on here, somebody. Father, you said that your word will not return unto you void. You said you sent your word and you healed us. You said and your word became flesh and it dwelled among us. So we asking you, Lord, tonight to let your word become flesh in us. Let your word manifest. Amen it tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Manifest. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that the enemy is already a defeated foe. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Lord, that our eyes are open, that our ears are open, that our heart is open, that our mind is open, that our spirit is open, God, completely to you on tonight. And we thank you, Lord, that you that have begun a good work in us, God, that you're going to complete it, Lord. Hallelujah. Until the coming of the Christ, We thank you right now, God. Somebody give him praise on tonight. Somebody give God the glory on tonight. Somebody bless his name on tonight. For he is worthy to be praised. Come on and praise him on tonight.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen. Come with me right quickly to Romans.
Thank you, Jesus.
Chapter 8. Hallelujah.
Praise your Father. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Jesus, thank you, hallelujah.
Romans 8 and 18. And the word of the living God reads. And this is Paul speaking. He says, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time. Now, I want you to circle that. That word reckon actually means I guess.
I guess.
Because he's trying to weigh the suffering of what he's going through to the glory. He's trying to compare his suffering to the glory.
Yeah.
And while he's trying to compare, he's saying, even though I'm going through hell, is nothing compared to the glory.
Yes, Lord.
He says, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not to be compared with the glory.
Yes, Lord.
That shall be revealed.
Yes, Lord.
In us.
Yes, Lord.
I come by to tell you tonight, beloved, that there is a glory that God getting ready to get out of your life.
Yes, Lord.
Everything you've been through, beloved.
Yes, Lord.
Hear me, child of God. Has set you up for the glory that God is about to reveal out of you.
Yes, Lord. Wow.
Yes. Let me put it like this, beloved. If somebody gonna catch it. The great purpose is to make wine. But when the wine is being drank, nobody think about the grapes that had to sacrifice their life in order to bring joy.
Yes, Lord.
So God is saying the more you suffer, the greater the glory that God's going to bring out of your life.
Yes, Lord. Woo. Lord.
Glory has three definitions.
Yes,
one
Lord.
Definition is praise. The other definition is goodness.
Yes, Lord.
So the more I praise God, the more God shows me his goodness in the situation.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
So the goodness can't come until the praise show up.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
And
yes,
then,
Lord.
When I'm praising him, he shows me that in spite of my situation, he's still good.
Yes, amen. He yes, he is. He's an awesome God.
So no matter how the devil tries to fight me, that's why the oh shaban derebo kurababan derebo sheke. Excuse me, tonight I'm having one. Is that why the Bible says, "For we know that all things work together for the good to them that love Him and are the called according to His purpose"? In other words, God is showing even in the situation, you can use what the devil is trying to do against you to work for the good. Come on here, somebody. Amen. So no matter where I am, it's not going to change the glory that God has in me. Come on here, somebody. I need the suffering is to bring out the glory. Ayah, baba, son, so it may be looking bad, but God is saying you may go in looking bad, but you're going to come out looking different. Come on here, somebody. You may go in looking tough, but when you come out of this, you're going to have more power. You're going to have more anointing. Come on here, somebody. How many know that if God don't deliver you out of the fire, He'll make the fire so it won't even burn you? Come on here, somebody. God is saying the glory, the glory. Now we established that glory means praise. So I got to praise Him because praise is the key. Come on here, somebody. Praise unlocks the door to the goodness of God. Amen. David said, "I would have fainted had not I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." And sometimes, amen, the enemy get to mess with you so bad that you're like, "Lord, where is the good? Where is the goodness? Where is your goodness?" And when you get in your closet and begin to praise God, God says, "Okay, now that you're praising me, now I can show you my goodness." Come on here, somebody. Amen. I can reverse whatever the devil is doing. Tell somebody, say, "Neighbor, you just need to have you a praise fit so that the glory can show up." Come on here, somebody. Is that why the old statement used to say, "When the praises go up, the blessings come down"? Come on here, somebody. The glory, devil's son, the devil said, there's a glory of God that you haven't tapped into yet. Come on here, somebody. There's a glory of God in you that you haven't been able, amen, to see yet. But God is saying, "I'm doing a work on the inside, and there's a glory." So cold yet I'm doing a work that can't nobody see. So while people is talking, God is saying, "I'm working." Come on here, somebody. While people are gossiping, glory to God, "I'm working." Glory to God. While people are lying on you, "I'm working." Double thunder.
Yeah.
Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give Him the glory.
Hallelujah.
Tell your name. Say, "Name of the glory. Say, God is working in me." Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet, but there's a glory. There's somebody say, "You ain't going through for nothing, neighbor." Amen. God, amen. He's pressing. He's ironing out some wrinkles in your life. Amen. You ain't going through for nothing. There's another level of glory God's about to take you on. Amen. Hallelujah. And Paul said, "For I reckon that the suffering of this present time." Amen. He was looking at what he was going through, but he said, "But the glory is so much greater than the suffering." Glory to God. The glory of God is so much greater than the affliction that I'm going through. Hallelujah. Who is the Holy Ghost talking to? God is saying He's working for your good. Tell somebody, say, "Neighbor, is working for your good, neighbor." Hey, it's working for your good. It's working. It's working for your good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give Him the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me tell you something, child of God. Amen. We talked about two meanings. We talked about that glory means praise. Amen. That's why the Bible says He inhabits the praises of His people. Come on here, somebody. God lives in our praises. Every time you praise God, you release God on the scene. Come on here, somebody. God show up when you praise Him. Come on here, somebody. That's why the devil get nervous like Purvis when you praise God, because he knows something getting ready to happen. Glory to God. The glory gonna show up. Amen. When the glory show up, amen, it cancels out everything that the devil trying to do. When the glory show up, then the glory begin to manifest, and nothing that is not like God can stay on the scene. Come on here, somebody. The glory make everything that ain't like him disappear. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the glory can cancel anything that the enemy is trying to do? Shout glory. Somebody shout glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory in you, child of God. And the enemy is scared of you because you carry God glory. Come on here, somebody. Yeah. The devil don't like us because we carry God glory. Amen. Ooh. And he wish he could do something about it. But the word, I heard the word of God say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, no weapon. No weapon. No weapon, glory to God. I don't care what he got planned. He may got it set up, but it ain't going to prosper. Tell somebody, say, it can't work, neighbor. It can't work against me. Look, I don't care what the devil doing. It can't work. It can't work, neighbor. Somebody give him the praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
So if I praise God, the goodness don't show up. Come on here, somebody. Amen. When Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. Show me your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me tell you one thing about the glory, child of God, that you got to keep in mind, child of God. Amen. Listen. One thing you got to keep in mind about the glory will not show up if we don't walk in obedience. You got to walk in obedience for the glory to show up. See, when you walk in obedience, then the glory will stay. Come on here, somebody. When you walk in obedience, then the glory will tabernacle. Then the glory say, okay, I'm here to stay. Glory to God, because I see you serious about me because you're obeying me. Come on here, somebody. That's why the devil trying to get us to disobey God, because he knows that the glory won't stay if we disobey. But if we obey, the glory will stay. Oh, I like that, Holy Ghost. Tell somebody, say, if you obey, the glory will stay. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, name, the name you got to obey. So that the glory will stay. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Because if we don't obey, then the glory will leave. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Like it did with Eli. Glory to God. Because he wouldn't get his house in order. Come on here, somebody. God kept warning Eli, get your house in order. Amen. Come on, Eli. Get your sons in order. But he was so in love with his sons that he didn't want to obey God. And at the end of the day, God wrote Ichabod on his house. And how many know Ichabod means that the glory of the Lord is no longer in the house? And so many of these churches right now, God has already written Ichabod. Come on here, somebody. The glory of the Lord has departed. A lot of us is shouting and speaking in tongues, but the glory is gone. So who are we shouting and speaking in tongues to? We trying to go through the motions, but ain't no life in it. If the glory ain't there, then who are we worshiping? Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Remember what the Lord said. If we obey, then the glory will stay. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, said, neighbor, I want to obey because I want the glory to stay. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God. On tonight, God has put a glory in you. And the suffering that you have been through, and you may be going through some right now, but it's only a test. Hey, Shaba. Taraba Sando. Woo! Test that tonight. God said, you may be going through something right now, but it's only a test.
Yeah.
And God, and the Lord said, can you praise me in the test?
Yes. Yes, Lord.
He said, I know it looked bad, but don't worry about it. See, we got to do like Peter. when he was on the water, the only reason why he was able to walk to Yahshua on the water, because he didn't have no weight on it. Hey,
yes,
Shabando. Catch that tonight. He didn't have no weight on it. In other words, he wasn't worried about nothing. Come on here, somebody. He had cast all his cares upon Yahshua.
Come on.
And he said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come.
Yes,
Lord. If it be you, Lord, give me an invitation.
Yes, Lord.
And the Lord said, come. And Peter got out the boat.
Yes, he did.
And he kept his eyes on the Lord.
Yes. Come on.
They was eye to eye. He wasn't looking at nobody else. He had forgot anybody else was there. It was him and the Lord.
Come on,
and the more he kept his eyes on the Lord, the more he was able to walk on the water.
Yeah.
He was doing a supernatural thing, and he didn't realize he was doing a supernatural thing if he was caught up into the Lord. But the minute he began to look down.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
At his feet. Come on here, somebody. When he should have been keeping his eyes on the Lord.
Yes.
He wanted to look down and see how was he doing this thing. But he didn't realize it wasn't him.
Come on, Holy Ghost. It was God doing it.
Hey! Shout out to the Moshe. He was walking because they had connected spiritually eye to eye. Come on here, somebody. And it's something
come
when
on,
you
man.
Look at somebody eye to eye, amen, that you are totally captivated into them. And so when he had got caught up eye to eye, amen, and he had got far out there.
Yes.
And he started looking down the sea.
Yes, Lord.
Was it him doing it by himself? No, it wasn't him. Because the minute he looked down, what? He began to sink. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Because he cut out the eye contact that him and the Lord had. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
I wonder how far he would have walked had he kept looking at the Lord.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
See, we can't let no distractions come in.
Come on.
I want to tell you tonight, stay focused on the
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Don't worry about distractions. Distraction is for you to get your eye off so you can sink. But tell somebody tonight, say, I'm gonna walk it out with the Lord. I'm going to walk it out with the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep my eyes on him. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to walk it out, my son. Tell me, I'm going to walk it out, neighbor. Hallelujah.
I'm going to walk it out. Keep focused on
I'm
going to
keep my eyes on the prize. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, keep your eyes on the prize. Don't worry about distractions. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes on the prize. And the Bible said when he began to sink that he cried out. And his cry wasn't no long cry. It was a short cry. He said, save me. Come on here, somebody. Sometimes you ain't got time for no long prayer. Save me, Lord. I'm sinking. Save me. Hallelujah. Save me. How many know that it's not the long prayer? Sometimes you need a quickie. Save me. And then the Lord said to Peter, oh, ye of what little faith. Come on here, somebody.
I want to see the salvation of my Lord and Savior. I'm not going to be.
He said that because he took his eyes off of him.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to be.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
God's about to reveal something out of you, beloved, that's going to blow people's minds.
Yes.
the last definition of glory I want to give you that God revealed to me is that glory can also mean presence.
Yes, Lord.
That his glory is his presence. Come on here, somebody.
Amen, amen.
How many know everybody can't get in the Lord's presence? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Everybody can.
When you can get in the presence of the Lord, that's saying a lot. That word presence that's attached to glory means to be in the face of. Come on here, somebody. How many know everybody can get in God's face? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even the angels, everybody cannot get in the presence of God. So when God allows us to get in his presence, we cannot take it lightly.
Amen. Amen.
Child of God, you got to realize what a privilege and an honor it is for God to allow us to be in his presence. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
There are three angels I know that are able to be in the presence of God, that God allows them the honor.
Yes.
Of being in his presence. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
There's Gabriel.
Yeah.
God's personal messenger. He can dwell in the presence of the Lord. Then there's Michael.
Mm-hmm.
The archangel.
Yes, Lord.
He can dwell in the presence of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, Shabbat Kun Daraba.
Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory.
Ha! Somebody give God praise.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yes, Lord.
God is good on tonight.
Yes, he is.
God is working.
Yes.
The glory.
Yes.
There's another level of glory.
Yes, Lord.
That God's getting ready to reveal. If I had to put a title to this, I would call it My Suffering Was for the Glory.
Yes.
And then the subtopic would be No Pain, No Gain. Because everybody wants the glory, but everybody don't want to do the process to get to the glory. Yes. There's a process to the glory. Yeah. There's a price to the glory.
Yes, sure.
The only reason why the enemy was not able to take us out is because God had a plan to keep us in. Come on here, son.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Because he had already put in us the glory.
Yes, Lord.
But we had to go through the process for the glory to be seen. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Somebody find me James. We're going to close it with this here. Somebody find me James right quick. Chapter 1.
James?
Yes, yes, amen. Chapter 1. Man of God, I want you to read it for me. Amen. Where it says, count it all joy. Can you hear me, Elder?
Yes, sir.
I believe it's only filling on tonight. That we ended on that scripture concerning the glory.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. James chapter 1. What verse is the man of God?
Where it says, count it all joy when you fall into.
Amen. Chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into.
Stop. Read that again.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall.
That part. Before we go into the whole text, count it all joy. From everything that you've been through until now, count it all joy. Why? Because God allowed us to go through it because he was making in us a greater glory. Come on here, somebody. Count it all joy, whatever they did to you, however they treated you, however they lied on you. Count it, Abba Sango. When they overlooked you, when they refused to acknowledge who you were, count it, Abba Sando.
Count it all joy.
Why? Because the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory. Every time that they did something to you, all they did was put more weight on your anointing. Oh, you better hear what the Lord is saying tonight. Amen. The reason why your anointing is so weighty is because of the things you've been through. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God, amen. The only way your anointing can get stronger is when people do things that against you. Glory to God. But it's not against you. It's the God that's in you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So the anointing of God, amen, increases every time they try to do something to you. So God said, count it all joy. Amen. When you fall into dive, when you find yourself falling into something, and you're like, Lord, how did I get into this? God said, don't worry, it's going to work together for your good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every test, every trial, every temptation, count it all joy. Count it all joy. Hallelujah. Keep on reading, man.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
So there's a work on the inside of you and I.
Yes.
That as the work of God is being done.
Amen.
God said, I'm teaching you patience at the same time.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
See, patience is what'll make you wait on God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. Patience is what we need. Because she going to make you wait on God.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord, I'm waiting.
Hey! That's why the Bible said be anxious for nothing. But in everything through prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God. In other words, don't be anxious for nothing. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, whatever you need, God got it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just got to wait on it. Tell somebody, say, wait on him. Glory to God. Wait on the Lord. Oh, I hear David saying, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, wait on him. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
see, that's
glory.
How we get shipwrecked when we don't wait on the Lord. See, that's how we get disappointed because we don't wait on the Lord. See, when you wait on the Lord, he make it worth the wait.
I'm waiting on the Lord.
That's right.
Everybody want everything quick, but how many know that everything quick ain't it? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on,
glory to God.
Nothing like that.
We're in a society where we want it right now. Amen. We ain't got no patience to wait on God. We don't have no fortitude. Amen. Lord, you better give it to me right now or I'm going to get it. Amen. So when you go get it, amen, and you ain't satisfied with it, then you want to ask God to fix it. God's going to say, well, I didn't give it to you. You gave that yourself. Well, you went out and did that yourself. You want me to get you out of a mess that you got in yourself. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, I said, wait on him. Come on here, somebody. Wait on the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. People get mad and start hating because when the blessing comes, they can't deal with it. But what they don't know is you waited on God for yours. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. People want to have an attitude and turn their nose up. Amen. But you waited on God. Come on here, somebody. Amen. It ain't my fault that you got the devil pride that you didn't wait on God. Come on, y'all. You could have waited too, but you didn't let pay have her perfect work. You didn't count it all joy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, count it all joy, name. Count it all joy, that my son, though.
Yes, Lord.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm so glad I waited on God. Come on here, somebody. Tell him, say, neighbor, I'm so glad I waited on him. Come on here, somebody, because he made it worth my wait. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. He did not leave me unsatisfied. I'm satisfied by son, though, with the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Yes. Neighbor, God said this is going to be the season. Hear me, child of God. God said this is going to be the season. He's going to turn your scars into stars. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I don't know if you caught what the Holy Ghost said. He said, I'm getting ready to turn your scars into stars. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You know the awesome thing about a scar, neighbor?
Come on.
Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
These are Holy Ghost nuggets God is giving y'all tonight. Listen, the thing about a scar that the Lord showed me about a scar, he said the good thing about a scar, son, is ain't no pain in it. Hey! Shabo ko tadabasando. When something heal up and it leave a scar, the good thing is that it ain't no pain in it. And the scar is just a reminder that you heal from something that actually happened to you. Y'all didn't catch that. A scar is a mark to show that you heal from something that happened to you. It's a reminder.
Yes,
that, yeah, I went through it, but it don't hurt no more. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. But you used to it, right, Bishop?
No, the scar is there to show that you actually went through what you went through.
Oh, okay.
But it healed on the inside.
Yes, Lord.
But the scar is to show that you really did go through what you went through.
Amen.
But it don't hurt no more. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, somebody. It don't hurt no more. Come on here, somebody. It looked like it hurt, but it don't. Come on here, somebody.
It don't hurt.
Come
it
on.
Don't hurt.
Is that why Paul said, I bear the mark of the Lord? He said, I don't care what nobody say about me. I bear the mark. I done been through something.
He said he read the what, Bishop? Do something?
He bear the marks. In other words, he have the marks to prove that he has been through for the Lord. Come on here, somebody. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but God said y'all got marks on you. Amen. That's why you don't care what nobody say, because you got the marks to prove that you've been through for the Lord. Somebody give God glory.
Hallelujah.
Paul said, from henceforth, I will let no man, what, trouble me. From henceforth, I will let no man get on my nerves. Why? Because I got the marks to prove that I've been through. Somebody need to give God a praise right now.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank
because
you,
they was talking about Paul. And Paul said, yeah, you can talk about me all you want, but I bear the marks of the Lord. I got the stripes, amen. I got the whips on my back to prove that I've been through. Glory to God, amen. I was left dead twice. Glory to God, hallelujah. They tried to stone me, but couldn't. Glory to God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to, but you got the marks, amen, to prove why people are gossiping, why people are talking, why people are trying to scandalize your name, because if you got the marks to prove that you've been through what you've been through, somebody give him the praise on tonight. Somebody give him the glory. Glory to God. Somebody give him the glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh,
hi.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hey. Hey. Shut up. I'm so cool. Y'all not my son, though. It was for the glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's for the glory, neighbor. Glory to God. I'm getting ready to come out in another glory. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't trip, neighbor, to what God is ready to do next. It's going to make people mouth, leave people mouth wide open. Glory to God. They're not going to believe that it's you, but it's going to be you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Wow.
Hey. Thank you, Lord.
And the Lord is telling me, right now, I tell you tonight, beloved, I got one more thing to deliver, and then, amen, glory to God, we're going to praise God, and then we're going to make some comments tonight, because I feel like it's some folks that need to testify tonight. I feel like it's some folks that need to tell what God is doing in their life. Come on here, somebody. I believe somebody in overload tonight, glory to God. Amen. You need to let it out, whatever it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But let me tell you what the Lord telling me to tell you. He said, if it don't kill you, that means he going to raise you up in it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh,
whatever don't kill you, God will raise you up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he is the resurrection. Come on here, somebody. He has resurrection power. Amen. What did he tell Martha about Lazarus? And Martha said, Lord, I know I'm going to see him again in the resurrection. But the Lord said, no, you ain't got to wait that long, Martha. I'm going to right now, God. Amen. I can raise him up right now because I am the resurrection that you wait on. Testimony said, God is everything you need, neighbor. There's another glory that's getting ready to hit your life. Shout glory tonight, beloved. Shout glory!
Glory! Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Glory. Glory. Glory. Glory. Glory. Glory. We waiting on the glory, neighbor. But God is saying there's a glory in you. Glory to God. There's a glory in you. Amen. Hallelujah. God's talking about to manifest that glory that's in your life. Glory to God. And he said, what? If I be lifted up, amen, I'm going to draw all men. Tell them I said, God's going to draw everything you need. All you got to do is lift him. Hallelujah. Glory. Somebody lift him right now. Hallelujah. Somebody lift him.
Hallelujah.
Hey. I feel the glory of God getting ready to tower now. Somebody praise him until the glory show up. Somebody praise him.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, God. Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Some say, neighbor, some say, lift up your head, oh ye gates. Come on here, somebody. Lift your head up tonight. Lift your head up, and don't you dare hold it down again. Lift your head up, Robo Sando. Oh, live. Lift your head up, neighbor. Amen. There's no reason to hold it down because the king getting ready to show up. The king. Oh, the king. The king getting ready to show up. He's the king of glory. Hallelujah. When the king comes, everything got to set up. When the king comes, everything got to be upright. He said, lift your head up. You don't want to hold down on my son. Because the King of Glory is getting ready to show up. Who is the King of Glory? Hallelujah. The Lord that is mighty, what, in battle. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God on tonight. Testimony said, my king done showed up. I'm going to lift my head up. I'm going to walk like he want me to walk. Glory to God. I am a king's kid. Come on, hear somebody. Amen. I'm a king's kid. Glory to God. I can't hold my head down because the king won't let me. He said, lift up your head. Hallelujah. And be ye lifted up. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel a praise. I feel a praise.
Hallelujah.
I feel a praise. Somebody give him the praise on tonight.
Glory, glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for your glory on tonight. See, you can get healed in the glory. You can get delivered in the glory. You can get set free in the glory. You can get financially blessed in the glory. Come on here, somebody. The reason why the enemy couldn't kill us is because God's glory was on us. You better hear me tonight, child of God. See, the reason why you didn't lose your mind, it was because of the glory. And somebody lost their mind, but God gave it back to them because the glory would not allow you to be like that. Come on here, somebody. The glory, the glory, the glory. Tell somebody, say it was for his glory. Come on here, somebody. I had to go through it for the glory. Come on here, somebody. I had to be talked about for the glory. I had to be lied on for the glory. I had to be sacrificed for the glory. Somebody give God the praise.
For the glory. For the glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, I feel that thing tonight, glory to God. Somebody, glory to God. God's glory is all on you right now. Amen. Somebody just need to praise him right now. Amen. You need to worship your God right now because the glory of the Lord is upon you. The glory of the Lord is upon you. The glory. The glory. The glory.
For your glory, Lord. For your glory.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, somebody that I'm do. Woo, somebody's spirit that shifted to another level. Somebody's spirit that went to another level in the glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me tell you the difference, tell of God, between joy and happiness. Glory to God. Happiness is external. And happiness is an emotion.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Joy is internal. And it's an everlasting feeling. Come on here, somebody. That come out of the love. Come on here, somebody. Love. Joy. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
So how you know you got love is that you still got joy. Tell them about the neighbor, I still got my joy. I still got my joy, neighbor. Hallelujah. I still got it, neighbor. Out of everything I done been through, I still got it. Come on here, somebody. That's why I'm able to praise them the way I do, because I still got my joy. I still got my joy. Somebody give God a praise right now. Somebody bless his name right now.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, 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 hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to turn over to the hands of elder right now. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, God.
For the glory, hallelujah. Jesus said it like he said, the time has come for me to glorify you. Hallelujah. So that you can glorify me. Don't you know if you glorify God, he will glorify you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, shout out to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hey,
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the glory. Lord, we magnify you for the glory. Lord, we give you all the glory. You are worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified.
Yes, Lord.
You're worthy to be lifted up. There's none like you, Lord. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You wouldn't be the woman you are if it wasn't for the hurt you experienced. You wouldn't be the man you are if it wasn't for the pain you endured. You need to count it all joy, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why you're not
thank
you,
Lord.
Right now. Hallelujah. Because God touching you up. Hallelujah. He started born, glory to God, when the baby, when the doctor
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Ever since
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He's been holding you. He's been shaping you.
Yes, Lord.
Joy.
Yes,
glory
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah,
Lord.
On tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
God.
Yes, God. Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Let it flow on tonight. Let it flow on tonight.
Hey,
shout out to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Woof.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Shandu.
We thank God
hallelujah.
For the word on tonight. That powerful word. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for your vessel
yes,
of honor that you sent here, Lord, to give us your word
hey.
On tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you said
hey.
That we glorify you. Hallelujah. You would glorify
hey.
Us. You would lift us up.
Hallelujah.
You would draw all of us up to you, Lord. And we lift you
hey.
Up on tonight.
God.
And we count it all
yes,
in,
Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that
hey.
We have all been chosen for your love. Hallelujah. Thank you for the joy
yes,
in
Lord.
Our heart. The joy in our
hey.
Spirit. The joy in our
hallelujah.
Soul.
Hallelujah.
And
hey.
Lord, we bless the man of God on tonight. We're replenishing the virtue
yes,
that
Lord.
He has poured out. We feel him the wisdom,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
that he has poured out on tonight. Continue to mold
him. Yes,
continue to save him
yes,
on tonight.
Lord.
Continue to fill him up,
yes.
Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the glory you have on his life. The glory you have on this
hey,
the glory
Lord.
You got on this
thank
family,
you.
Lord. And we thank you for it
thank
on tonight.
You.
We praise you. And we magnify
hey,
you.
God.
We glorify
thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Shout out to the
give
Lord.
Some praise. Hallelujah.
Somebody
give hey, the
Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody's feeling the glory right now. Hallelujah.
Hey,
you can feel it from the crown of your head to the glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and give him a shout in your living room. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about if the neighbors hear. They hear everything else. They need to hear somebody praising God. Glory to God.
Hey,
hallelujah.
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 God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
This time is
glory to your great name on tonight.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Hallelujah. We praise
you,
God. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. If it had not been for you, Lord, where would we be on tonight, God? We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the pain. We thank you for the hurt. We thank you for everything that we've been through. Every time we were knocked down and you picked us up, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Every time
Lord.
That the devil said we wouldn't, you said we would. Every time the devil said we couldn't, you said we could. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah tonight, God. We give you the praise, God. We give you the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. It all belongs to you, Rabasando. All the glory. It belongs to you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody give God thanks on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank him. Hallelujah. Thank him. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Come on. Come on and praise him on tonight. Hallelujah. Yes,
Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody's been delivered tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey,
somebody's
God.
Been
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God
yes,
on tonight.
Lord.
Did you count it all joy? That time you got
hey,
your heart broken, you count it all joy. Hallelujah. That time
yes,
you
Lord.
Got lied on, are you counting it all joy? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God on hallelujah. We truly have been blessed with the words from the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God the glory. We thank God for his presence. Hallelujah. That's his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to open up the line. Hallelujah. You got a testimony, a prayer request on tonight. You want to put on the throne. Hallelujah. So we can pray over that thing. Hallelujah. And watch the glory manifest in your life. Hallelujah. Maybe you got a testimony on the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Or maybe you just got a comment on tonight. Hallelujah. The phone line is open. Glory to God. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On tonight. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God on tonight for everybody that called in and tuned in, everybody that has been blessed, hallelujah, with that word on tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for the glory. Hallelujah.
Peace.
We thank God that it's manifested in our lives. I was going to say it's going to start, but it's already manifested.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. In our
yes,
lives.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We are going from glory to glory to glory. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
And we thank God
thank
for everything
yes,
he's doing in our lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you want to sow a seed into the ministry, praise God. Those of you that are on the line, you know how to get that done. Hallelujah. Amen. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, the information is in your on your screen. You can get in touch with your apostle. Amen. Call him up. Ask him about the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
praise God. He'll be waiting on your phone call if you do call. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just thank
yes,
God
Lord.
On tonight for each and every last one
yes,
of you that's
Lord.
Been tuning in, everybody that's been calling
yes,
in. We know, hallelujah, we ain't got a guesstimate. I just made up a We ain't got a guesstimate about it. Glory to
yes,
God. Hallelujah. Amen. We know that you have been
Amen.
Blessed with the word. Hallelujah. Because the word never comes back void. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord. Hallelujah.
God. So we thank God
thank
you, that you've been being blessed with the word from the Lord. Amen. Get your eat on. Praise God, man. So
yes,
not Lord. Live by bread alone, but by every word. You got to eat this word.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Oh, the Lord
yes,
said,
Lord.
Again,
Hallelujah.
Son. He said, you got to eat this word. You can't just
hey!
You just
Woo!
Can't get a
thing.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
You got to eat this word. Glory to God. You got to clean your plate. You got to get it down and fit you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise
Thank
God.
You
got to digest
Thank
it. Hallelujah.
Hey!
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You got to eat the food. Hallelujah. Amen. And then
yes,
the spirit will be nourished. Just like you eat the worldly food, the meat and the cheese and all that.
Yes,
you get all the vitamins. Glory to God. The same thing with the
yes,
word
Lord.
Of God. Hallelujah. On
yes,
the so we thank God
yes,
that you've been eating. We thank God that your spirit ain't been malnutrition. Hallelujah. Amen. And we
yes,
thank
Lord.
God that you keep coming back. You only come back to a restaurant if the food is good.
Hallelujah.
So the food must be food good, glory to God. So we thank God for each and every last one of you all tonight. We truly hope that you have been blessed with a word from the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to turn it back. Don't forget about morning glory. Hallelujah. Morning
Amen.
Glory with the Holy Apostle. Amen. And the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. If you're on Facebook, amen. Amen. Go to Apostle Elden A. Curry's page. Hallelujah. He posts it every day. As soon as he goes on, you can go back and listen to the recording or you can call in live.
Wow.
Either way, hallelujah,
amen.
You will be blessed with the word. Hallelujah.
Yes,
from the Lord. And you know we'll be back here tomorrow night, same time, same channel, more than an hour of power. Hallelujah. Bringing you the overflow. Hallelujah. Amen. We want that. We want God to overflow in your life. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
we want
Lord.
You to have
yes,
so
Lord.
Much God that you don't know what to do with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Amen. And we thank God on tonight. Hallelujah, for the Spirit of the Lord moving in a mighty way. Hallelujah, we thank God that people have been touched on tonight. The Spirit of God moved. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time and ask him if he'll give us the final, his final announcement and the benediction on tonight. It's back in your hands, Apostle. Glory to God.
Amen. Bless you, man. God bless you. Amen. The glory of the Lord is still tabernacling. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God has brought us into another level of his glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And there's a glory that's getting ready to be revealed in you, beloved. That
hallelujah.
God is getting ready to shine his glory out of you. And people are going to begin to see the glory. Come on. Ababando. Hey! God, to everybody that received my glory tonight, the pain that you've been through, the suffering that you've been through, amen, it was for my glory.
Yes, Lord.
He says, and there's a glory inside of you that I'm about to show to the world, because the world thinks that my light is dead. But God says, I'm finna show the world that my light is very much alive.
Yes,
and it's alive in us. Hallelujah. What didn't kill you was designed to make you better. I don't know if y'all heard what the Lord said just now. He said, whatever did not kill you was designed to make you better. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Make me better. Amen.
Don't you know that you can't die if God wants you to live? How many know that you can't live if God tells you that your time is up? God controls what everything. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He does. Not no dumb devil.
And
he
tonight
does.
I am just so happy in my spirit tonight.
Yes, Lord.
For what God is getting ready to do in our lives and what I see in the spirit realm.
Yes.
Elder, the Lord gave me this word for you on tonight. He said, your life ain't going to never be the same after tonight. God says, I'm shifting you. I'm bringing you to another dimension.
Ooh, Lord.
You get ready to see another side of God. Amen. God has talked to you, but there's another side of God you're getting ready to see.
Wow.
And you've been like Moses, saying, Lord, show me your glory. Lord, show me. I want to know you. And God has said, I'm getting ready to reveal myself to you in such a way that you ain't going to never be the same again, man of God. Hallelujah.
Ooh, Lord, hallelujah.
And God said, this is what you've been desirous to see, is another side of me. And God says, I'm going to grant you your request. Somebody give God praise.
Lord.
Hey! Saboko tadaba.
Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
And I hear the Lord saying to speak it to the atmosphere tonight that the wait is over. Whatever you've been waiting on from the Lord, God said, ain't no more wait. It's coming.
Yes, Lord.
He said, that's why I've connected you into the glory. Because then you're going to begin to see what's coming. Hey! Satadaba Sando.
Woo, Lord.
He said, eyes have not seen. He said, eyes have not seen. These are naturalized. See, ears have not heard. These are natural ears. And it had not entered into the heart of man, the natural heart. He said, but all of the spiritual have seen, have heard, and the heart understand everything that's coming because he has revealed them by his spirit. Come on here, somebody. And once we get in the spirit, then the spirit will take us into the glory. That's why God is saying it's so important in this hour for you to keep your praise alive. I don't care what happens. Don't stop praising God, because the praise is what's going to activate and ignite the glory to come into our situation. Somebody give God some more praise. Abba, Sando.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And whatever you do, child of God, don't forget your $91 seed for Psalms 91. Because God is getting ready to do something so miraculous. And I want you to get it in your spirit, Psalm 91. Psalms 91. Hallelujah. Psalms 91. That's how we're going to talk to each other. Because everything is in code. Psalm 91. How you doing today, woman of God? Psalm 91.
I already got it.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And those who are getting ready to sow your seed, or who have sowed your seed, come on and give God praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
For his
Hallelujah.
Word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. On tonight, we thank God. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. Do anybody got any comments before I get ready? Amen. To close us out. Let me tell you something, saints. When the opportunity to testify come around,
yes, Lord.
Don't let it pass you by.
Amen.
Remember what Revelation
Amen.
Chapter 12 says, and they overcame him. The devil, they overcame him
by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word.
See, the blood is to say that I am attached to the covenant. See, the blood is to rebuke the death angel. See, when the death angel see the blood, then he know you covered. Come on here, somebody. He not going to touch us. Amen. Why? Because he see the blood, Obosando. Ooh,
Lord.
Yes.
So the death angel say, I can't touch that because that's covered by the blood. Come on, Abando. Somebody need to let that sink in their spirit. See, that's why ain't nothing happened to you. Because when the death angel see the blood, he got to go around that. Glory to God. He can't touch that. But then the Bible said they came in by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And what is the testimony that they gave in Revelation?
Yes, sir.
That Yahshua is their Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Because
Amen.
Two lords can rule in the same house.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, y'all didn't catch what the Lord just dropped in y'all spirit. He said, because two lords can rule in the... So when we declare that he is Lord, then the devil got to go. Come on here, somebody. He can't stay.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says, no man can serve two masters. Come on here, somebody. There can only be one Lord to a house. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying, when you decree and declare that I am Lord, hallelujah,
Amen.
Then that means that the devil can no longer have access to your house, to your body, to anything that belongs to you. Hallelujah. So when the testimony comes for us to testify, amen, you need to testify, because the testimony that you give declares that he is what? Lord, our thunder over your life.
Amen, amen.
And that's how you declare victory over the devil.
Yes,
by the word of your testimony. Come on here, somebody. Every time you're quiet, amen, it take away the glory from God. And so we want God to what? Continue to give what? All the glory. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
I ain't going to be quiet, devil. I'm going to testify, because I want God to give what? All the glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I felt that. God said, don't be quiet on me. He said, you wasn't quiet in the world. He said, don't be quiet now. Open your mind.
Come on, Bishop.
Yes,
come on, Bishop.
He said, tell it.
Right.
Come on here, somebody. Tell it. Tell it what the Lord has done for you. Tell it, Obokundarabasando. Don't hide your light under a bushel. Amen. Let your light shine.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
I'm going to pray God give y'all boldness. I'm going to pray God make y'all bold as a lion. Glory to God. When it's time to testify, amen.
Yes,
y'all
Lord.
Be so bold, glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. It was the Lord done for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, I want to testify for my friend. I want to testify for my friend that you prayed for. That,
yes, Lord.
Her husband had triple bypass.
Wow.
And he came out. The doctor said that kind of bypass, you don't survive it.
Hey.
But I thank God he spared his life. And that's
yes,
through
Lord.
Prayer. Ooh, the prayer
Lord.
Of the righteous.
Avail is much about
I thank you for praying for her husband. Because he say he's doing good.
Amen.
He's
amen.
Doing good.
Amen. Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Eight-hour surgery.
Thank you, Lord.
You know,
hallelujah.
But you know what, Prophet? Let me tell you something.
Thank
eight,
God.
The number yeah. eight means new beginning. You say he went through 8 hours? The number
eight
means new beginning.
He had three blockers in his, what's the name? Three blockers, 100%. The doctor said, you should have been dead.
No, but see, it was the will of God for him to live. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. That's why
Amen.
You don't let nobody count you out. Amen.
Yes,
the Bible says,
God,
hallelujah, that I shall live and not die. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, I ain't going nowhere, neighbor. Amen. I can't go nowhere. The glory won't let me go nowhere. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The glory. The glory won't let me go nowhere. Glory to God.
He told me, tell the man of God, tell Apostle Curry, thank you.
Oh, amen. Tell her she is welcome. Tell her to God be all the glory. Come on here, somebody. Because the Lord had me to pray according to his will. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank God for you, because you're always interceding for us. And you're always praying for us. And every time you come, I get blessed.
Amen.
I don't know
Amen.
How thankful I am to God for you being obedient and for you teaching us to be obedient.
Amen.
And I just want to let you know your work for God is not in vain.
Thank you,
Lord. Lord, see what you
thank
do.
You,
and I thank God for you and your family. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God
Amen.
For you just being obedient. No matter what you go through, you still hanging there. You still interceding.
Thank you.
And you still praying
thank
for
you. Yes,
and
Lord.
I just thank God for keeping me and teaching me to be obedient to him. Because the Lord told me it's your obedience that's just going to get you blessed, being obedient
Lord.
To him.
Yes,
and I just
Lord.
Thank God for you teaching me how to be obedient. Because
yes,
I've been in church all my life, and I never learned what I learned now. And I've seen the
Amen.
Hand of God move.
Thank
God,
you,
okay.
Lord.
I see God move, paying my tithes, even all that I can give, and God just moved. I should have been there a long time ago, but God spared my life. And every day he's waiting. I'm grateful every day he waits. I got a testimony every day about him because his goodness and mercy endure forever.
Yes,
and I just thank God and ask you guys to pray for me and my family. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen tonight. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. And tonight we thank you for what our spiritual eyes have seen. We thank you tonight for what our spiritual ears have heard. We thank you tonight for what our spiritual heart now understands. We thank you, Lord, for the glory. Lord, we thank you for everything we have been through, everything we suffered through, everything, God, even from a little boy, from a little girl, Lord, even God, hallelujah, when we were kids, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that your hand has always been upon us, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. And we thank you for not letting nothing happen to us, God. We thank you for keeping us, God, in your keeping care, Lord. We give you praise for your glory on tonight. Somebody thank God for his glory over your life. Thank God for his glory in your life. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why God got a special love over you because his glory is in you. Glory to God. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God. And we thank you that the enemy is already a defeated foe. We thank you that the devil is already under our feet. We thank you that he has no lot nor part in this matter. We thank you that this is Holy Ghost business tonight. We thank you for the glory, Rabbi Sando, that shall be revealed in us, glory to God. There's a revealing, God, that you're getting ready to reveal out of us, God. Hallelujah. And we give you the praise, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, and the honor tonight, God, for it all belongs to you. And we thank you, Father. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Somebody
amen.
Give God a praise on tonight. Somebody give God a shout of victory
hallelujah.
Tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I now turn right over to the hands of my dear brother, Elder Andre Prevost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To my brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Bless you, my brother. Bless you. Amen. We've truly had a blessed time in the Lord. We will be back on tomorrow night. We invite you to call in and tune in on tomorrow night. And on behalf of Apostle Curry and myself and the First Ladies, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. Don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. And we're going to see y'all tomorrow night or more.
Lift your worship. I'll travel near or far for you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Let's do it.
Thank you. the grave. And not even death can shake us.
Can you testify, church?
Hallelujah.